You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach, Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. Sean will be chatting to Alan Hopper from Invicta Roofing. Hello, Sean. Welcome back and welcome back to you, Alan.
Good morning. Fresh morning, yeah? Yes, we have Alan from Invicta Roofing, our local roofing specialist. Apparently he says he has every roof covered.
We try our best. Morning and thanks for having me back again.
Cool. Roofing, it's quite a technical area where people, you know, that you look at a roof is a roof. But there's many aspects to a roof. There's so many different styles of roofing. New trends that have come on, the clip lock or the, you know, the seamless roofing that's all arrived. How do you go about advising people? Say it's a new build, obviously the architect stipulates a certain roof style. Do you give your comments or your preference on a, I think it depends on area as well. I mean, style of roof and area.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays most roof is tin. We'll always get different qualities of that. But it depends what the client wants. And if it's a re-roof or a new roof, or the architect specified a particular type of roof or particular color, I offer my advice. And obviously, whether or not the client takes that is up to them. Yeah. But it depends what the spec is. As I say, nowadays, most roofs are tin. It's a more cost-effective type of roofing. But
I think installation's slightly easier as well.
Installation's a bit easier. I mean, there are tricks of the trade, like all trades. But, that's where we are now with roofing. 90% of the work we do is tin and a lot of repairs of existing roofs.
But your knowledge goes quite far back. I know you've been in the business for many, many years.
Oh, 1985. 1985
is
when I first started roofing. Yeah, I'm giving my age away, yeah. I was a slave worker, child labour.
Child labour, but...
I was only 10.
Look at you now. tile. Let's start with tiles. I mean, especially in the Fishhook area, in the valley, Sun Valley area where we are now, there's a lot of tiled roofs. You obviously do all the repairs that required there.
Yeah.
I know with the storm, your phone was ringing nonstop.
Yeah, that big storm 2 months ago, that was a particularly big one. I mean, I've known stronger storms than that, but it's the biggest storm we've had for at least 15 years.
It carried on for a long time. It was continuous.
It didn't. Yeah, I mean, this year's rains came late. They arrived abruptly. They, we had about 4 or 5 weeks of bad weather, and it sort of cleared up again now. But this year's rain was and storms were the worst.
And unfortunately, you can't wait for the rain to now do repairs, and people only figure out they got problems when it starts raining. And then they want it fixed in the rain, and then unfortunately you can't really do anything until it clears up.
Yeah, we always recommend to our clients, get your roof checked sort of March, April before winter arrives. You're going to find a roofing contractor is going to be a lot more eager and keen to work at that time of year than the middle of winter.
Yeah, I mean, I know you were on a couple of roofs doing emergency boarding up and shuttering in the storm itself, so...
Not that often, but if needed, we do it.
Okay, so a tiled roof, fairly easy to maintain, I think.
Well, a tiled roof, there really is no maintenance. I mean, if you look at Fishhook, for example, from Main Road back, you can see how trends have changed. You see a lot of the old roofs in Fishhook clay tile, which is, those roofs have got to be at least 50 years old. And then with the invention of concrete, tiles went to concrete tiles. Those roofs are really, really good quality. There's lead valleys, lead around the chimneys.
And I think also just maintaining the cement work on the ridges.
If needed. I mean, if needed, it pops out. You can just re-cement them. But they don't generally need a lot of work. And they, if you're looking at roofing in the long term, a tiled roof is always going to be your best option. But fast forward to 2024, where are we now? We're in the tin phase.
It's kind of Australia started the trend, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it is big in Australia. I mean, the products are Australian. My tools are all Australian. The cutting details are all taught to me by my nephews in Australia. So it's just the next chapter in my roofing history, so to speak.
Yeah. So, and we, if we go to the metal, I mean, again, we spoke about the different profiles, different areas where metal sheets should be used, or maybe, and different profiles shouldn't be used on flat roofs, very low pitch.
Mm. Well, you get different quality. You get different gauges of tin. You get like your AZ150s, which has got a rating of up to 2 kilometers to the ocean. Then you get your AZ200 or your Colourbond Ultras.
Which is more which you
can
area.
Put on. You can put on the beach. You know, they're like 500 meters from the ocean. Yeah. But, you know, all of it is really down to installation. I mean, you can have the best roof on the planet, but if it's put on badly, it's
unfortunately, there's a lot of guys who are trying to do DIY stuff. And as you mentioned, the tools are, you know, to the amount of guys I see pull out their grinders and they just start grinding the crap out of these.
Yes, that's the crime that is. Yeah. We've got shears or non-ferrous metal cutting blades, you know, if you cut cold cut as opposed to heat cut. But yeah, I mean, it is good for business in some respects, fixing other people's sort of mess ups.
And also with that comes waterproofing.
Waterproofing is an integral part of roofing. I know it under a different name, but that's the term we use in South Africa. But yeah, the two go hand in hand.
Again,
and waterproofing can cover anything. It can be in the shower. It can mean dampness at the back of a wall. It can mean roof flashings. It can be a chimney. There's a whole list of things. It covers a broad spectrum of roofing.
And torch on.
But ultimately, roofing is fundamental. Waterproofing is a part of it's an aspect of roofing.
Another thing that's changed or advanced over the years, I think my roof has still got those old nails, ring shank nails, you know. The screws have just developed to another level.
Yeah, I mean, so there's even
different classes.
There are different classes that, I mean, class four is really the go in our area. You can use class three. But the difference between the two products, class three and class four, is about 25 cents a screw. It's not worth it. You're not saving any money. Just put in class four.
Just go for the bit. You're going to do a roof once, well, in many years, so just put in the best that you can at the time.
I'd say 25 years is a good sort of rule of thumb for a tin roof, obviously depending on where it is. But, you know, you can get warranties on the product for 25 years, provided they're installed correctly.
Correctly, yeah.
Obviously, no grinders and all the fixing systems are correct. But there's also some maintenance that needs to be done by the client nowadays. You know, with solar installations, you need to make sure you're the underside of the sheet under the solar is washed off regularly for, you know, especially in Fishhook and this valley, salt content build up. But they've got into that really quickly.
The amount of cowboys doing solar and they just drill through your roof sheets like it's nothing.
I mean, they ride with their stainless steel, and stainless steel is great if you've got a fishing boat, but stainless steel on a metal roof, the two metals are not compatible. The first thing I'd say to them is no stainless steel, and then, you know, there's
But they think they're putting the best stuff on, you see.
Solar installers are electricians that attach stuff to roofs.
Yeah.
I'm not an electrician. I can't.
And plumbers when it comes to solar geysers.
I mean, I'm lucky I work with companies that call me in for that stuff because they're not confident to do it themselves. But yeah, they're right. There are a lot of guys that cut corners or don't want to pay people like me.
Yeah. And then they wonder why they have leaks down the line. And now to remove all those solar panels, that's another story.
Yeah, no new installations. And obviously, you've got a nice long guarantee for me, a 5-year guarantee on the workmanship. Product dependent, I can get you warranties up to 10 to 15 years. But that's all subject to the roof being maintained, not necessarily by myself, but not being tampered with.
Yeah, and also outside people interfering or causing damage. Yeah.
So, you know, if you get a brand new roof and you're going to put a solar on it, give me a call. I'll just check that the workmanship's up to scratch and they're not going to start drilling holes all over your brand new roof.
Yeah, you can guide the guys who are doing it and make sure.
You have to take my advice or you don't.
I mean, and I'm sure you're not going to be charging them a massive arm and a leg just to supervise in that sense.
Yeah. You don't charge for advice.
Yeah. Well, you should because it takes years to get to your experience. Mm. So,
I also advised you a motorbike riding, Sean, but that didn't go very well.
We won't talk about that.
Move
right
on
now.
From that quickly.
So going forward, we got metal roof sheets. I know you've been busy with a lot of slate tiles.
Slate's mostly Lake Michelle. Slate was in.
I know
in
they've had a bit of a nightmare on that side. Mm.
Yeah, there was a product failure on one side, product failure on the other. After a few years of wrangling, they've now changed the spec in Lake Michelle to sheet metal. Lucky enough, we are one of the preferred contractors in there. That's super great. It's on our doorstep. And it's nice to keep our business base in the valley and our customer base in the valley. You know, then any issues with roofing, people pick up the phone and I can be there immediately when available.
Okay. So you cover all aspects. I know you also dealt in proper slate tiles. You've done a lot of lead flashing, but
lead work. Yeah, I guess if you're looking for a word, I'm a traditional roofer in that sense. But you have to change with the times. If we are now in the metal roof phase of roofing, well, then I have to move with that. Slate roofs and tiled roofs have kind of priced themselves out of the market. Mm. That's not to say tin roof is a cheap alternate. It's a more cost-effective alternate. Mm. If you're a developer building 100 houses or 50 houses, you're going to save a lot of money putting on tin roof. The structure doesn't need to be so.
It's also lightweight. It doesn't put a lot of stress on the building.
Exactly. That's where we are now with roofing. If they're installed properly and all the details are used, a tin roof should easily give you a 25 years would be a good mark. Mm. Could last 40. 25 years would be a good sort of mark.
So, the process would be if you're looking for a roof or repair, you get hold of Alan from Invicta Roofing. He would obviously come out and meet you. This is if it's not a new build. We're talking about an existing house. Hmm. He can assess you or say, change, your roof is not, we've got to put a new roof on here, or you've got other areas where you can repair a roof. I know we've repaired a few roofs together. Hmm.
You're not going to every roof with the intention of replacement. You're going to offer advice. If a roof, I can tell within 5 seconds of a roof what we need to do. If I don't feel the roof needs replaced, I won't replace it. I'll tell the client, listen, we can just do some repairs for now. And as the roof ages, we'll look at down the line at replacement.
You're obviously looking at budgets. Everybody's on a bit of their wallets are feeling a little bit more empty nowadays. So, people are budget based, so you can work around the budget that's required. What's your take on painting these metal roof sheets?
No comment.
Look, I think again, you would look at what condition the roof's in. If the roof sheets are still decent, but he just wants to make it look more fresher, or
it's budget dependent, isn't it? Painting water-based.
It could be aesthetic. It's purely aesthetic.
If it's aesthetic, but it's important to remember, when you buy like Color Bond, Color Plus, even the old Chromadec, it's oil-based, pre-painted at the factory. Same as your car spray. It's oil-based.
Yeah, it's factory-painted.
When you paint a roof with water-based paint. So when you paint a roof with water-based paint, that is what you're putting on the roof. It is a water-based product. Mm. It's always going to retain water. And the galvanizing is the finish. When you put something on top of the galvanizing, you've coated the top of it, and that can have a reaction. And, once you start painting roofs, and I'm talking about painting with a block brush now, spraying's a little bit better, but it's still not great. It's a never-ending process.
I know. With cement tile, it's a little bit more common, obviously, to paint a cement tiled roof.
You're talking to a traditionist. I'd never paint any roof.
It's just not
something that I do. But there are people who do it. That's their business. I've got my view in it from a roofing perspective. Mm. If it's aesthetical, possibly.
Yeah. But I think most times it would be aesthetics.
I think if you haven't got the money to replace a roof, and you're just looking for something in the short interim, paint is probably an option.
Gives
you another 2 or 3 years. But it is important to remember that. It's going to be a never-ending cycle. It's not a long-term
fix.
We are busy with the DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements, and we are chatting to Alan Hopper from Invicta Roofing.
Yeah, we got our local roofer here again. He's got a very interesting hoodie that he walked in here with. His Roof Lives Matter. So
Roof Lives Do Matter. Yeah, yeah. That's why I give guarantees.
So I suppose your house has to have a roof on it, so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a necessity.
Talking further to roofs, we were on the color issue. We were talking about different whether people should paint their roofs, and a bad idea probably, but for aesthetics. And let's talk about the actual colors that these roof sheets are coming out in. I know at one point the trend was charcoal. Everybody wanted this dark charcoal.
Well, the trend, we're trying to buck the trend, actually. You know, charcoal roofs, if you look at the heat rating of a charcoal roof, you'll need like 3 or 4 times more insulation. We're not talking about heat loss, we're talking about heat absorption into the building.
Into the house, yeah.
Into the house. So, you know, a black roof is going to be like a furnace.
Yeah.
I use the analogy, it's like having solar without electricity.
Yeah.
So you're just basically baking your house. And if you want to keep your house nice and cool, a black roof is the last thing you want. They fade. Yep. They just get super hot in the summer for the installers. Yeah. They show up all the marking. So no, I was trying to sway my clients.
It's good business for me because I get a lot of people asking me to put in that the insulation in the ceiling, to keep it cool. And,
yeah, I mean, insulation it goes hand in hand with roofing. Yeah. The two are married.
Yeah.
But you know, so African homes, the people overseas think we live in these beautiful warm houses. Our house is actually not warm.
They're not insulated.
No, they're not insulated. Yeah. Cover is double glazing, insulated slabs, insulated roofs.
I think the best color roof would probably be white.
A white roof would be, you know, if it's visual and, you know, there's an aesthetic value to the roof, then, yeah, white roof. But if it's like a garage roof or something you can't see, or a flat roof, say, for example, like the mall, just go with zinc alum. It's even more reflective. You know, what we're looking at is reflection.
What's your take on a zinc alum? For budget and carports and that kind of thing, you know, what kind of lifespan are we getting on a zinc alum?
Well, zinc alum, in the metal sense, is the best product in the market. It's a zinc alloy
mixture. It's got no bake color on it.
It's got no bake color. It's the raw material. It's like the galvanizing.
Yeah.
But it is the galvanizing, but it's known as zinc alum.
What kind of lifespan are we looking on this?
30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it depends on installation. It depends on the atmosphere.
And obviously the ones you get locally, they come in different standards, thicknesses, eh?
We get different thicknesses, but, you know, the thicknesses is really, a contentious comment for me. It's 0.47 or 0.53. So the difference between the two sheets, we're talking 300th of a millimetre. It's not a game changer. It's no big deal.
So you would probably recommend on lightest, not the actual topping of the house, but any patios or other roof coverings, just go for, you know, go for over the top.
I mean, if there's no visual, I mean, the only reason that sheets come pre-painted is for the aesthetic value.
Yeah.
So I need to make them look conform. Perfect. Like, if you look around, I think it's not Milkwood Park, but the other one. All the roofs there are green. I mean, there was a phase when green roofs were the go. I've never found them.
I mean, green and red.
I've used some blue roofs in the Moss Gift.
Yeah.
But, you know, a modern look is like a lighter grey all up to white. And again, if it's non-visual, you can just go zinc alum. It's easier for the installer. We haven't got to be so careful not to scratch the sheets. But the longevity of it is the same.
And your take on polycarb?
Polycarb's a good product. You know, if you want to put a little bit of light into a stoop or a dark area, you know, again, it comes in different thicknesses, you know, 0.8 mil, 1 mil, 1.5. You know, never go below 1 mil. It's just not a great product. And then people get a bit obsessed with light. They put in too much polycarbonate. And with light comes heat. So basically you turn like you have a stoop and then you cover it in polycarbonate. It's no longer a stoop, it's a greenhouse.
Yeah.
You can't sit in it. So if you want a bit of like one, maybe two sheets of polycarbonate over, say, an 8 meter span, people do get
also a full polycarbonate. It becomes a nightmare to maintain and clean.
That's right. Yeah.
The moment you walk on those roof sheets, they start leaking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you hit the nail on the head there, so to speak.
Yeah. And they're not cheap.
Well, it's more expensive, and you know, and most lights peripheral in the sense it comes through windows, or if it's stoop, it comes through the front of the stoop. And again, when you put polycarbonate above you, you just get a radiated heat coming through it. And especially if it's a closed area, it's an area that will become unusable in summer.
Yeah.
And of course, then that heat will push into the house, making the house warm. We're not talking about winter now. We're talking about summer.
Yeah, I would suggest you make sure you get a proper installer for polycarbonate, as you can waste your money. If you over tighten those screws, it goes straight through.
You can't crank a screw into polycarbonated too hard. You'd indent the sheet, and of course, then you get leaks. But as well as going back to the point, use a 1 mil or 1.5. Don't go below that. I went to get polycarbonate at Buco. It's really cheap.
It's cheap
because it's cheap polycarbonate. Mm. It's like 8.8 of a mil.
Yeah, 0.8, yeah.
Then you're going to struggle with leaks the rest of your life of it.
Yeah.
But,
Okay. I see Alan's brought us some early Christmas presents here.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
It's nice to give something back, isn't it?
Yeah. It's actually got his branding on here and the colouring, which is my favourite colours, red and black.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Enjoy drinking out of this lovely mug.
And an awesome mug. Thank you, Alan, very much.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show again.
Yeah, I think if any roofing issues or areas of roofing, I think Alan would be the right guy to talk to you.
Yes.
So
Alan,
you want
like
to give your details?
It's Alan at Invicta Roofing. Contact numbers 0825599888. If you have any issues with roof, call me. It's not about money. It's about giving sound advice. I've been in the Valley for 25 years.
Yeah, it's a proper Valley school here.
But I live next door, I live close to you, so I come to the territory dinner.
Sean, you want to give out your details?
Yeah, Anderson Improvement is 0833165752.
And Sean and Alan, thank you for coming in.
Great.
Sean, I'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you.
Alan?
Thanks very much for having me on the show again.
Thank you. And thank you for our gifts.
Yeah, that's cool. Pleasure. Back to work.
Bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the Valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.